thought there'd be too much rust, but did you feel once you get out there that it was, you know, that those 2 weeks were felt?
Yeah, I don't think that'd be unusual just to get into the game and you know, for your eyes to adjust and just to get prepared for being in a big building again. And I think that's there's always just a little bit of an adjustment for everybody individually, but I don't think it's an excuse. And, you know, we're play a lot of games this year, so you know, just continue forward and prepare the same way you have been.
How would you assess the team performance?
It's frustrating. You know, especially, you know, coming off the break there and a couple of days practice and, you know, what we kind of prepared ourselves to do. And, you know, it's tough. It's the way it goes, but it's frustrating. It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing to a certain point. It's getting embarrassing. So, you know, we have to continue. You know, dig deep personally, I think, before every game. That preparation starts the day before the game and what we're doing, how we practice, things that are said, how you eat, how you get up. You can't just turn it on when you get to the rink. I think this is, it's a 48-hour game, and whoever's prepared the most to come to the rink and you do what it takes to win. That's a mindset.
Seemed like practice was a little sloppy yesterday, and Andrews was getting on you guys for that. Do you feel like that kind of carried over into today?
I think it can, yeah, for sure. That's the frustrating part about it, and you know, it's frustrating because you have to be sharp at all times. It's the best league in the world. You know, if you're not prepared the right way, especially individually, I think you know, you get yourself into tough situations. You know, like tonight. So, good thing is we have a game tomorrow, and. You know, we have a chance to turn things around, get a good feeling in before we go on the road.
There's going to be a lot of games like this where you guys want the 2 points and the other team needs the 2 points. How do you match a playoff-pushing team's intensity night after night?
Like I said, it starts the day before. But again, individually, we need individual success in here to win. Every great team does. Each guy's got to do what they do best. You kind of recreate your greatness every year. And you know, this is the time to step up and do it for the last year. So many games we got. You know, we have individual guys going out there and you know, playing as a team, but playing well within their own game. You know, we're gonna have success.
What worked well between you and Vlasic on your tip in?
He kind of climbed the he walked the blue line before, and we had kind of an eyeball contact there, and I think he just wanted to see how much would open up. You know, when he walked the line, and you know. When he came back the other way, he was on his forehand, and he was able to get a clean look.
And then Lester was saying that Reichel was offsides, but that Merce Lethen's catch, what was going through your mind when he kind of made that baseball catch on that shot?
I was pretty excited when I got the puck. He was way out of the net, but he made a good grab. It probably would have been offsides anyway. So it's you know, I don't even know if it was going in. There was a lot of bodies in front of me. They were trying to get the puck in and just send some crap to their net and see what happens. But it was a good grab by him, but it probably would have been offsides anyways.
Yeah, I can't say for sure it was going in, but it looked cool.
Yeah, I guess the crowd got excited if it wasn't going in, but yeah, good grab on him.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.